In one campaign, with General Lee's forces threatening Washington, Lincoln responds by telegraphing direct orders to his generals.
The exposed position of General Banks makes his immediate relief a point of paramount importance. You are therefore directed by the President to move against Jackson at Harrisonburg. This movement must be made immediately.
In the course of the war, Lincoln sends almost 1,000 telegrams from this small office. But the South never grasped the potential of the telegraph in creating a centralized command and control system. It means Southern generals like Lee must plan their battles without that kind of strategic overview. As the war continues, Lincoln brings down the hammer of his war machine. Industry, lines of communication and supplies, manpower and firepower are all marshaled to deliver blow after blow to the Confederate Army. But the South, bolstered by the belief in the rightness of its cause, doggedly refuses to give in. As a result, the death toll just keeps rising. At Antietam in 1862, 6,000 are killed. 17,000 wounded. Over four times as many as during World War II's D-Day landings. The carnage will trigger a revolution in battlefield medicine. Three quarters of all operations conducted by Army surgeons during the Civil War are amputations. Letters from surgeon William Watson record what these battlefield ERs were like.
Day before yesterday, I performed 14 amputations without leaving the table. I do not exaggerate when I say I have performed, at the least calculation, 50 amputations. There are so many severely wounded through the joints. There are so many operations yet to be performed.
Surgeon Theodore Diamond describes the hideous wounds left by weapons like the mini ball.